Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. We talked last week about how we should be paying attention to the Holy Spirit and listening to the Holy Spirit. In John 14, 15, and 16, we looked at that and how the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our standby. He's our helper. And He is there to help you and assist you on your journey in life. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't become what God has created you to be. And see, that's why it's important to get those children up in here. You understand? We get the Holy Spirit when we receive Him. We have to receive the Holy Spirit. See that? So, we're the beneficiaries, remember? God is the benefactor. He's working for the good. We have to receive it, right? We're the beneficiaries. So, we've been looking at this idea of the Holy Spirit. And then we looked at, last week, the Antichrist. Remember? Anti means against Christ. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, Antichrist, you know, in the basement with our mustard-stained sweatpants on and barbecue sauce and just a few people talking and trying to figure out how to get out of life and get out of everything. We're talking about real life. We're talking about discovering who you are, what's going on in your house, in your personal life, with you. That's what the Holy Spirit, He wants to know you. He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth, He says. He's going to guide you. He'll guide you into all truth. And without Him, you will be deceived. And that's the idea. We have to understand we need the Holy Spirit, we need God's Word, or we will be deceived. And the Bible talks about the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's already at work. And, you know, again, I'm telling you, this is a reality. And so I'm trying to help us see. And so we've been talking about creation, sin. Remember, Adam sinned, and we all fell under sin. That's the principle of connection. We all, because of his sin, we were connected to his disobedience. You see that? And so now, Jesus obeyed God, so now we're connected to him, and sin is dealt with. You see that? And we're being redeemed. And so redemption, God is redeeming. He wants to redeem every area of your life that's not under God's auspices. See that? In Psalms 107, it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, for he has redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy." See, God's redeeming you out of the hand of the enemy. Every area of your life that's not under God's will and his auspices, his authority. He wants every area of your life under his authority. See that? He wants to be Lord of your life. And when he's Lord, now he can save you. He's not just Savior, he's Lord. See that? He can't be Savior without being Lord. See that? You're going to understand something today that maybe you haven't ever understood. So think about this. Redemption, then new creation. When you get saved, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Behold, all things have passed away. All things have become new." You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so that's the new heaven and the new earth. So you are going to be a part of the new heaven and the new earth. You see that? People who have died, I've had people ask me, what happens to people who have died? Well, if they haven't been, if they weren't born again, they're in Hades, and they'll be in hell forever. That's the reality. That's what the Bible teaches. Not what Fred says. That's what the Bible teaches. But the people who have been born again have died, they're going to be in heaven. They're in heaven now, but there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. They will be in the new heaven and the new earth as well. That's the new creation. And that's what's going to last forever and forever and forever. But you begin new creation. You begin the journey now. You're to reflect that new creation wherever you go. We had somebody in the first service, brought somebody, had been this person, knew him. They're watching this young lady. This young lady is just as bright as face as you can see. Every time you see her, you can see Christ in her. But she wanted to come to church because she saw something in her. She saw something in her. She brought her four kids here. She got saved this morning. You see? That's the image. See, she's bearing the image for them to come in. She's creating a hunger and a thirst for them to come in. And that is the way it works. You see this? If we're not creating that, and if we're not bearing his image, we're not fulfilling his purpose and will in our life. Because the Bible says the God of this age, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled upon them, unless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. See, we carry the good news, the gospel. We carry his image. We're to reflect that at school. We're to reflect that on our jobs. We're to reflect that in our house, in your marriage, here at church. Remember? This is where we need to be reflecting it. We don't want to be echoing the problems in the world. We're bearing good news. See, and that's why we need each other. We talked about it last week. We are to encourage one another daily, it says. Exhort one another daily. When we encourage each other daily, see, that's giving you courage to live the life God created you for. You need courage to become the real you. Amen. You need courage to become who God created you to be. If not, you'll wimp out. You'll give up and you'll get hurt and just say you don't need that. But when you get in and you stay connected, the reality, you're coming to fruition. You're becoming who God created you to be. Amen. And every gift you have is not for you. It's for people. Amen. My gift of teaching and preaching is not for me. It's for you. To help you. Your gifts are for me. And to help me. Amen. And each other. Does that make sense? And so we can't get that help. That's where the Holy Spirit's helping. He's a helper in the body of Christ. See, outside, well, I don't want to go to church. When you're outside, you're not getting the help and encouragement you need to fulfill what he's created you to be. And you'll come up with all kinds of stuff. Why not to go, and why? You have all these excuses. You see, anybody who doesn't want to be accountable, they don't want responsibility. And responsibility, without responsibility, you will be captive. You will be captive to excuses. You see that? You'll be in prison with excuses. And excuses aren't going to work. And you're going to help see that today. I'm going to help you see that. So, we're going to talk about something today that I think is extremely important. It is the solution to a lot of things you're going through and what God is calling you to. Understanding. We're going to talk about understanding. So let's go to the vision, and let's go to what God has shown us. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Okay, give me 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for those children singing and all that's transpired and taken place in their life this week. Lord, continue to watch over them, protect them, and let that seed that has been planted in their hearts be nurtured and watered. And Lord, we pray that that you'll assist them to be in an environment where that will grow so they can become all that you've created them to be. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you. We thank you for everyone here, and we pray that that your Holy Spirit would continue to do a work in each of us. Now, Lord, open our ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right. Okay, so let's look at this. Look what he says here. He says, and every spirit that does not confess. Remember, the word confess means to agree. Does not agree that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. See that? So if that's a indicator right there. If they don't want to confess that Jesus has come in the flesh and that he is God, that's a no-brainer. So we're to test the spirits, right? Because Antichrist is against Christ. When we understand that we need the Holy Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit and we need God's Word, then that's how we get to the truth. That's how we get to what God has created us for. So here's the thing. I was really praying about this week and thinking about it. And I'm thinking, I'm seeing all this in the world. Ignorance is a problem. To be ignorant spiritually, that's a major problem. You see that? That's a major problem. And people are ignorant spiritually. That's why Jesus said, we're like sheep. He said, my sheep know my voice. Because sheep are about the most dumbest animals on the planet. I mean, you got to show them how to get in and out of the barn every time. They don't remember. You see, they'll go to a river that's moving or a brook that's moving, and if it's moving fast, the water will splash up on their head, and their head will become like a sponge, and they'll drown themselves. So they have to be led to a pond where it's calm, so they can dip their head down and not destroy themselves. We're like that. We need God's leading. We need God to lead us. He will never lead you to a place that's going to destroy you. Always to a place where you will be refreshed and restored. Always. If he's leading you. You see that? Now think about this. We don't want to be ignorant. Now, listen to me. Whatever area in your life that you're ignorant, that's where you suffer. That's where there's suffering. We suffer in areas that we're ignorant. You can be ignorant relationally. You wonder why your relationships never work. You wonder why you don't get along with your spouse. It's because you're ignorant. I'm just trying to help us see something. Financially, if you're always broke, busted, and disgusted, you don't have to stay there. You can grow and understand how to handle your money. Amen. And God teaches you that in the Bible. If you don't want to tithe, that's because you're ignorant. You don't understand, or you'd be tithe. You couldn't wait to tithe because it's going to protect you and your family. It's not to keep the lights on. Tithing is for your benefit. To protect you and your family, what matters to you. If you're ignorant personally, you're not going to respond to people, circumstances, and situations. You're going to respond in a way that's unhealthy. that just creates more problems and misery in your life. But when you understand, it changes everything.
Amen.
I'm going to show you this. If we're ignorant in our relationships are going to suffer. If we're ignorant in our finances are going to suffer. If we're ignorant in our responses, everything's going to suffer. God wants you to understand. He's calling you to understand. Now, ignorance is a metaphor for darkness in the Bible. Ignorance is a metaphor for darkness. The devil can only work in darkness. He can't work where there's light. See that? You know what? Darkness cannot be measured. There's no metric system for darkness. But you can measure light. Isn't that something? You can measure light. Yeah. You can measure light, but you can't measure darkness. Darkness brings confusion and misery and destruction. Because you can't see what's going on. Ignorance is a metaphor for darkness. Now think about this. Ignorance doesn't mean I'm unintelligent. Ignorance means I lack information. Or I have misinformation. See that? That's what ignorance means. It doesn't mean I don't have the cognitive capacity to understand. It means I just haven't been exposed to accurate information. You see that? To get out of my ignorance. Ignorance doesn't just mean I'm uninformed. It also means I'm misinformed. Because I haven't been transformed. Because I haven't been, I'm misinformed and I'm uninformed because I haven't been transformed. That's why it says in Romans 12, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing, new creation. I have to renew my mind to the new now. And I'm going to walk in the new and I'm going to become the new. You see that? Now think about this. If the enemy cannot keep your mind absent from information, he's going to cause you to receive inaccurate information. And that affects your discernment. See, discernment is, we all have discernment. So if I can't discern, if I can't test the spirits, because I haven't been informed. But if you've been informed and transformed, you're going to be able to understand, you're going to test the spirits, and you're going to know. Because you're going to have discernment. But here's the thing. Women are more discerning than men. It's a known fact. That's why he says in Philippians 1:9, he says, I pray that your love will abound more and more in all knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent and that you may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. He wants you to discern so you don't get hurt by an offense and so you can remain sincere in your walk with him and your love for him. You see that? He wants you to be able to discern so you can stay in that position of love. Think about this. If a woman is filtering everything through the love of God, she is a blessing to be around. She's sweet. She's kind. She's direct, but she's full of love. Am I making sense? But you get a woman. Now, and I'm just trying to help you see something. Chelsea. It's all good. Here's the thing. Men don't have the discernment women do, but they are the discernment. But we need our women, right? Women have discernment. But if a woman doesn't discern through the love of God, they become critical and fault-finding. You see that? And now they're criticizing everything and fault-finding everything, and they're dividing everything. You see that? Because there's no love. There's no agape love in what they're discerning. And that's why we have to grow and understand the situation, the people, our circumstance, what's going on. You know, I was with my grandson and my son at a Reds game Friday, this past Friday. We went to a Reds game. Man, it was crowded. It was great. I mean, it was a lot of people. They lost, but I didn't care. But I was just with my grandson and my son. I'm telling you what, I just enjoyed it so much. I had so much fun. It was like heaven on earth. Right there, us three, you know? I'm telling you, it was after 11, I'm still, everybody's yawning. I wasn't ready to go home. I wasn't. I just wanted it to go on forever. It was heaven right there. No, wait. There was people behind us screaming, cussing, you know, sloshing beer and carrying on. That used to bother me. You think that bothered me then? Not one bit. Not even. They were cussing. I could have cared less. I used to think, well, I don't want my grandson to hear that. Or when my son was little, I didn't want him around. I'd go to a game and I'd look back at him and, they were just carrying on. And so I didn't want my son, when I would get upset inside. I'd be sitting there thinking, shut up. It would affect me. Now it doesn't affect me because I understand. You see that? I understand. And when I'm not ignorant of what's going on. You can be in a room full of people who betrayed you and have peace and true joy and be confident in who you are. You see that? When you understand. When you don't understand, things will bother you. Things will antagonize you. Things will cause you to get a scowl. And there you are. You don't have no image for God. You're not affecting anybody. You see that? That contaminates everything. Am I making sense? Now, all right, let's look at this. Ignorance doesn't just mean I'm uninformed or misinformed. The enemy wants to keep us absent from accurate information. All right. How many times do people do wrong thinking they're right? Mistakes lead to misery. Right? So we're going to have to guard our hearts and minds on what we're allowing into our hearts and our minds. You are responsible. Your response is your responsibility. You have to guard your mind and your heart to what's coming in, to your mind and to your heart. Okay? Now, let's go to Proverbs 4:7. There are people who are living in misery, not because they're bad people, but because they have not been exposed to the right information. Did you hear that? Now listen. Look what he says. Now think about this. I gotta share this with you. In 1 Corinthians 2:7, it says this: "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory." For our glory. You can look this Bible verse up. This is exactly what it says. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery for our glory. It was given to us before you were even born. God had wisdom for you to live out your life, to become everything he created you to be, because that's what the word glory means, what God originated and intended. He had wisdom for you to become that, what he created you to be, before you even showed up on the planet. You see that? That's why, you know, abortion, you know, I'm not going to get into it. I don't know, that's enough said. Everybody, God has a plan for all of us. You see this? Now think about this. So there's a wisdom. And it says, eye hasn't seen, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 2, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. He has a wisdom that will show you things your eyes have never seen, your ears have never heard, and haven't entered your heart yet about you. Amen. About you. You see that? But you need that wisdom to get that. You need that wisdom to get that. Amen. You cannot remain ignorant and possess that. Amen. You see this? Now think about this. This wisdom Jesus is wisdom. The Bible says Jesus is wisdom. When you're in relationship with Jesus, you are in relationship with wisdom. Amen. Think about that. But now, so, stay with me. This, you're going to get something out of this. Everybody say, we need wisdom.
We need wisdom.
All right. And now look. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get you some. Look at your neighbor and say, get you some. And look at the one on the other side and say, go on and get you some. Go on and get you some. Bill, get you some. Now watch. And in your getting, in all your getting, get understanding. Get understanding. You cannot remain ignorant. You see this? And possess what God has for you.
Amen.
That's why the enemy is not at, he's after your understanding.
Right.
You're going to see this. Now watch. Exalt her. Now see, we have a pronoun here. And her is has been genderized. Can we say that? It's been genderized. Her is wisdom, is understanding. When you see the word her and she, talking about understanding. There's several translations that say put understanding in that place. Now listen to me. So he says, exalt understanding. Exalt her and she understanding. Will what? Promote you. Understanding will promote you. Promote you to what? To the higher life God created you for. To where your eyes, to show you the things your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, and haven't entered your heart yet about you. He's promoting you through understanding. See that? I had someone tell me they got a promotion. And they weren't even qualified. They weren't even qualified for the promotion. You can't believe they're getting the job. Just told me this morning, I can't believe it. I said, that's because you're being promoted and you have understanding. That person is here every week. Wednesday night, Sunday, every week. Helps out all the time. She has understanding. She got two kids, single mother. She doesn't have a scowl on her face. Not walking around like life is just too difficult. She comes in the door, she's full of life. Understanding changes things. Hey, you better watch or I'll start preaching. Hold still. Look what it says. She, understanding, will what? Bring you honor. Understanding will bring you honor. I've had so many couples in my office that say, they don't respect me. That's because you don't have understanding. You see, look. She will bring you honor. Understanding is going to bring you honor. Honor is respect. It says in 1 Peter 3 that men are to dwell with their wives with understanding.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.